أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last few parts of ayah number 31 of Surah An-Nur. From the beginning of this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about various rules, laws, regulations of the women of Islam with regards to their hijab, the concealing of their bodies, etc. And then some exceptions. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنْ. And they should not stamp their feet. لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنْ. To make known, to expose that which they ought to hide, conceal from their ornaments. Now, even in these days, but more in those days, women used to wear ankle bracelets, those anklets, that piece of jewelry that they put around their legs right at the bottom where their ankles are, and that used to have some jingling sounds, that when a woman walks, then those sounds used to become apparent. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that they should not stamp the feet so hard on the ground, because the more they stamp the feet, the louder that jingling sounds are going to be, and that also is not tolerated in the Shariat. It is not tolerated by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it violates the law of the hijab and the concealment of a woman. To the extent we find one narration regarding our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that once a woman was approaching her and she had lots of jewelry on her, and that jewelry was making these jingling sounds. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to someone, stop this woman from coming to my house in that condition. In other words, if she wishes to enter, then she should remove all of that and she should enter the house. Because I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the malaika do not enter the house when these sounds take place, because they are like the sounds of musical tones. So even then, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had prohibited that woman from approaching the house. So we will understand that that is also in violation of the law of hijab. So our women, when they go out, one is that they adorn their jewelry whenever, but the most important part of it is from these ayat, they should not expose it. They should not expose the portions of their bodies on which these jewelries are, to the extent that the sound of the jewelry should also not be heard. Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. First, Allah addressed the male, telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address them regarding lowering of their gazes and safeguarding of the chastity. Then Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to address the women of this ummah to lower their gaze and also to guard their chastity and to cover and conceal their bodies according to the rules of Allah, as we discussed. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the whole ummah, the males and the females of this ummah, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and return to Allah by making tawbah, all of you. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believing men, O believing women, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. That there may have been laxities, there may have been shortcomings, there may have been errors, there could have been sins also regarding the rules of hijab and parda, regarding the rules of safeguarding one's chastity, exposing one's aura, and then every other sin that we had been committing, make tawbah and continue making tawbah so that we may get success in this dunya and get success in the year after. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala terminates this portion of the discussion. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.